Hello, everyone, and welcome to Youth English once again with Rose and Brian. 欢迎大家再次收听我们的趣味青春英语。上次的节目当中呢，我们聊了一聊芝加哥，这也是美国非常大的一个城市，应该是第三大的城市吧。那回到我们中国，北京呢，我们在上次的节目当中的结尾也说过了，可能也会有很多大家不知道的事情。So today, just to keep the secrets, we'll have Rose again review all the statistics about the city of Beijing.
Yeah, some fun facts.
And see if I knew them. To be honest, I'm not really that confident.
Well, that's good, because I'm going to have lots of quizzes for you today.
I expected
that.
Lots of
quiz questions. Okay. What is the capital city of
China? That is Beijing.
Very good. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, I won.
What is the largest city in China?
What is the largest city? That can't... Oh, actually, there might be also Beijing, if you're saying city.
No.
The largest city. Honestly, I don't know. I know about the, you know, the land mass of each province, but not cities.
That would be...Shanghai
is the biggest city.
Yeah, which actually I didn't even know. I thought Beijing was, but I
thought Shanghai was tiny.
No, it says Shanghai, I think.
Okay.
Okay, don't quote me on that, people.
All right.
All right, so Beijing was known as what in Imperial China?
In Imperial China, as, I don't know what it was called, the Emperor City or something?
No, it was called Peking.You like my quiz voice? It was called Peking.
Well, it wasn't. But it
yes,
actually,
it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Are you better than the internet?
I am.
What was it called then in Imperial China?
Imperial. If you're saying Imperial China, that means 5,000 years. So it had various names.
Oh, okay. Then what? Well, then and Peking was one of them.
Yeah, the name Peking.
Wait. Did you say 5,000 years ago?
No, throughout 5,000 years.
Oh.
So Peking, I think, is the Cantonese pronunciation for the name right before Beijing. It was called Beiping.
Beiping. Oh, okay, that's one of them, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the latest one before Beijing, but it also had Yanjing, Dijing, Didu, 等等等等. All right, so yeah, Beijing had a lot of names. Beijing is the latest one.
Yes. Okay, another one. What is the city flower of Beijing?
Oh, gee.
Chrysanthemum? Yeah, it is. Sorry, you're right. It's chrysanthemum. Ding, ding, ding. How did you get that?
Because I remember it was chrysanthemum.
Well, you better know stuff about Beijing because you don't know anything about the U.S.
北京的市花啊，菊花也是非常漂亮的。Actually, you don't see a lot of them now, but when I was a little boy, you can see them everywhere. Different types, different colors. So I think, yeah, people in Beijing have this love for chrysanthemum.
Yes. What does Beijing mean in English?
In English?
Yes.
I think it means the capital in the north.
Northern capital.
Northern capital, okay.
Yeah. Very, very good. All right, so back to one of the names, okay? So Beijing was renamed Beiping in 1928.
Yep.
After the success of the Kuomintang. KMT's Northern Expedition, but given back its original name in 1937 during Japanese occupation.
Okay.
What is Beijing referred as?
Referred as?
One of the four great what of China.
One of the four most ancient cities in China?
Oh, ancient capitals.
Oh, ancient capitals.
But very good guess.
Yay!
All right.
10 points to Brian.
How old is China? I'm sorry, old is Beijing.
Oh, you got me there. I think I read that somewhere. I think the history of the city of Beijing was like, I can't be precise, but I think it's like 1,000 years or something.
1,000? Try three.
Oh, okay. That old. Right.
That old.
北京真的是有非常非常古老的建城史啊，城市的城。3000年前。Wow, that's really a long, long time ago.
It is. Now, what I would like you to do is tell me what most of the people's last name are.
In Beijing?
Yeah.
That's a funny question. It would be my last name, Wang.
How did you guess that?
I think I heard that somewhere.
What? That's your last name, Wang?
Yeah. You didn't even know that after 2 years?
Actually, I think I did. Mm. Yes, I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. Wow, that's crazy. Wang, why? Is everybody related?
No, they're not.
I hope your wife's name wasn't Wang, because that means you're ancient brothers and sisters.
Fortunately, no. But that has always been a very, very big last name in China, along with Zhang, Li.
Zhao.
Yeah. But I think even in the country, Wang is the biggest surname.
Wow. Mm. Very cool. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Tiananmen Square is located in the heart of Beijing, right?
Yep.
It is the blank square.
Biggest square in the world.
Very good.
I'm really feeling like taking a test, you know?
Yeah, you suck.
Tiananmen 广场。Tiananmen 广场是世界上最大的广场，这点也是非常令人值得骄傲的。当然呢，Tiananmen 广场可能也是每年游客到的最多的广场，每年确实有很多很多的来自于外地甚至是外国的朋友们去到Tiananmen 广场，去不管是观看升降旗仪式啊，还是去各个这个 museum 去参观等等等等，所以呢，也有很多值得我们骄傲的事情。有可能我们平时尤其是住在北京的朋友啊，不太会去关注。You know, let me ask you a question.
Just sure. For instance,
how many times have you watched the flag raising ceremony in Beijing?
What's that? Just kidding. Probably never. Like, is there an official one?
Yeah, every morning.
Oh, every morning.
Yeah.
Is that on TV?
No, it's not. Where you have to be there at the Tiananmen Square.
Oh, never.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? What time is it? I might have seen it once when I actually was in Tiananmen Square in the morning.
Each day, the flag raising ceremony time is different because it's based on the rising time of the sun.
Oh, I love the way China does that.
You know, you actually make me feel better because I was about to say throughout the 36 years I've lived in the city, I've only watched like once or twice.
Well, you're Chinese.
I know.
So you should be watching it more.
Yeah, especially as a Beijing resident, I think there are more, probably a lot more people from outside the city who have seen that more times than I do.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice, Brian. Good to know that you like your country so much.
You've never watched it, so.
Yes, yeah, I have.
It made me feel better.
Totally. All right. Forbidden City, located at the north of Tiananmen Square, has how many rooms?
Oh, gee. I know that they have thousands of rooms. I would say 5,000.
I would say not.
How many?
1,000.
1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it does, Tiananmen Square is so big, it seems like it might have more than that, but.
Yeah, but it's not really at the Tiananmen Square. It's to the north of it. The Forbidden City, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I think I've been to maybe 20 or 30 rooms among all those. And they say if you want to visit the entire Forbidden City, all the rooms, it would take you more than one entire day.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like a year.
No.
Or a week.
Unless they let you live in there.
I was going to just ask, I wonder if anybody lives there.
No.
Never?
No.
Not even the employees? Maybe they have like a little room in the back somewhere.
Good question.
I'm not joking. I saw some of the rooms. They were so big and I was like, oh, that bed looks so comfortable. I just want to jump in.
All right. Oh, don't do that.
Well, all right. The people of Beijing are very fond of bikes. And so Beijing is referred to as what?
As a city of bikes.
No.
A biking city.
No.
City of bicycles.
No.
What is it?
The bike capital of the world.
Oh, the bike capital.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad that this is particularly so like 20, 30 years ago. Not quite so anymore. Because I've visited Denmark recently. I think they probably had more bikes than we do now in Beijing.
Really?
But still a lot of people choose to bike.
Wow.
You know, I think if you think back to the origin of the number of bikes here in Beijing is probably because Beijing did not have such a advanced public transportation system like 30 years ago. So now people would have a lot more options, like to take the buses or the subway or maybe just grab a cab. So not so many people bike anymore, but that's still a lot of people who do.
All right, so Brian, Beijing, you know, hosted the 2008 Olympic Games, right?
Yep.
What was the official logo?
The official logo?
Yeah.
For the Beijing Olympics?
Yes.
Are you talking about the mascots?
That would not be it.
The official logo?
It would be Dancing Beijing.
Oh.
Okay, so how many gold medals?
Like one by Chinese or?
Yes.
83?
Nope. What was that? Just a random guess?
No, that was just some subconsciousness, I guess. No, I don't know.
51.
51?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Did you also know that Beijing's Capital International Airport is the second busiest airport in the world in terms of passenger traffic?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, Beijing is now building another brand new airport in the southern part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
But the original Beijing International Airport has now three terminals, Terminal 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Three being the biggest and also the newest. Most of the flights are now taking off or landing at Terminal 3.
Mm-hmm.
But there are domestic companies or I think some of the international flights that are landed in Terminal 2 and 1. And this brand new airport in the southern part of the city will, I think, greatly alleviate the crowdedness at the Beijing International Capital Airport,
mm-hmm.
which is good. And that's also an airport closer to where I live.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Nice.
I know.
All right. Beijing was the first post-industrial city in mainland China and is home to 41 Fortune Global 500 companies, being the second city in terms of number of companies after Tokyo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. This is so cool.
See, there are things about Beijing that I did not know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So tell me. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Tell me if you know this.
Mm.
Okay. So Fuling Jiabing.
Mm.
Jiabing
yep.
is a popular traditional Beijing snack made from fuling, which is a fungus, which is used in traditional Chinese medicine. Is that true? What are Chinese people doing eating fungus like that?
You know, I did not know the answer to this question. I know it was a very popular snack in Beijing like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still, people are buying it from Beijing to take it back home. But I don't know the name and the interpretation. I always assumed when I was young that fuling was a place in Beijing.
Oh my God, no, it's a popular snack made of fungus.
I know, it's a snack, but I think the name fuling was like a place. So hence, fuling jiabing is like some kind of snack from that place in Beijing. So they're saying it's a fungus?
And it's used in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. That's crazy.
Okay.
God, well, I'm never eating jiabing. And you know what's so funny? I probably have eaten it like 10 times. I just didn't know.
Really?
What's jiabing? What does it look like?
Jiabing, it's just like two pieces of buns putting together. It's like a hamburger.
I've never seen one of those.
Haven't you? 肉夹馍.
I probably have eaten one.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You know, I'm going to look up for that fuling jiabing part. I didn't know that. I didn't believe it. So I'm going to find it myself.
This is crazy. Yeah. No.
All right.
Okay. So did you know that the Temple of Heaven, which is Tiantan,
mm-hmm.
is a UNESCO World Heritage Center?
Yeah. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. Mm. Located in southeastern Beijing. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have. Because I live kind of close by.
Well, what I didn't know is I've been there, but because it's right next to Hongqiao Pearl Market. It's because I always go there.
True.
So it's a famous temple where Ming and Qing emperors had offered prayers for good harvest.
Mm. Mm. All right. I feel so sad. But yes, I did find fuling is an ingredient in Chinese medicine, and it is a type of fungus.
Ooey, pooey. Never don't eat jiabing.
It's anymore. Pretty good, though.
Is it?
Mm.
They no one's going to listen to me anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right, there is the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. Wow. Which was built in 1605, which is the oldest Catholic church in Beijing. Oh, my God. Where is this? And that is crazy because 1605, and not only that, you know, Chinese people are have always been Buddhist, right? So why would a Catholic church be built here in 1605?
Yeah, that's right.
It's called, and the Nujie Mosque, built around 1,000 years back, is the oldest mosque in the city. What on earth are Chinese people doing?
I'm like,
this is amazing, but at the same time, I just, Chinese people have no religion.
No, and they do.
Even if they did, it was Buddhism. Right?
No, it doesn't have to be. Actually, China had quite a few homegrown religions. Not that many people like there are in Western countries believing in Jesus in China. But there are quite a few because New Zealand is a Muslim street.
Right.
And so the mosque would be visited very often by the people living nearby and also all the people coming to Beijing to visit it.
Mm-hmm.
So Muslim, Buddhism, Taoism, I think there are a few others. I can't recall the names. But there are quite a few religions in China, just not as many people believe in them.
Oh, got it. Mm. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Why does it not?
Wait, so people don't believe in what?
Not as many people believe in all these religions, but there are quite a few religions.
Yeah, there are quite a few religions, but when you say not as many people believe in it, what's the purpose of having religion?
Because certain groups of people believe in their own religions, like Muslim believe in all their in their religions.
Yeah, but my point is that there can't possibly be that many Chinese people that are so religious to the fact that they built Immaculate Conception Church in 1605 and a mosque 1,000 years ago.
That probably wouldn't happen.
So there's something that I don't know about Beijing I need to figure out.
If it's Buddhism or Taoism, it would be possible because there are quite a few former emperors back in the old histories of China who really, really believed in those religions. And it is quite possible for them to build like really grand temples for these religions. But for other smaller ones, maybe it's imported, I'm thinking.
Wow, interesting. All right, let's move on to something interesting also, which is the Beijing Zoo. That is home to the endangered animals and the most vicious animal, the Chinese giant panda.
What do you mean the most vicious animal?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. The Chinese giant panda, they are so cute. But you know what I hear? As cute and sweet as they are, I hear they can actually get vicious because they are bears.
I think I told you that.
No, I knew that.
No, I told you that. Yeah, they're bears, and they can be pretty aggressive if tempered. So don't try to piss off a giant panda.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah, but normally they're really just lazy and cute, eating bamboos, rolling on the ground.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No harm done.
No. All right, so the heritage sites. Oh, actually, let's start here. It says Imperial Tombs of the Ming and Qing Dynasties, listed as UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
Yeah.
Consist of how many tombs of kings from the Ming Dynasty?
From the Ming Dynasty, I think it's 13 tombs.
Very good.
But I think it's 14 kings.
I don't know. It just says 13 tombs of kings.
Yeah, 13 tombs, but I think there have been 14 kings buried in these tombs.
Oh, my God, that's so cool. But I wonder, were they actually buried there?
Yeah, they were.
That's what I love about China. The history goes back so, so far.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're back in ancient China. It's like, seriously, that's just crazy.
And if you think about the Ming Dynasty, it's kind of considered recent in China.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was already like 500-600 years ago.
Wow. That is very cool.
Yep.
All right. It says a considerable majority of Beijing's population belongs to which Chinese group?
I think they would be Han.
Yes, and which ones are the minority ethnic groups?
There are 55 of them, but I think in Beijing, the Hmong and Man would be the major minority groups.
No. It would be Manchu, Hui, and Mongol.
That's what I actually said.
Well, you would be correct.
Yeah. Next time, please listen to me.
Whatever. You did not say that, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
All right, I'm going to quiz you.
Oh, another one? All right.
What is China's main language?
Mandarin.
All right. How many districts?
how many districts in Beijing?
Yes.
Formerly, there were six. I think there are only four now.
Why is that? And actually, there are not. Why would there only be four?
Because they combined two of the districts into another two.
Well, that would be incorrect. It would be 14.
14? Oh.
And yes, by the way, Shanghai is the largest city.
Okay. Yeah. So 14, that would be talking about the region of Beijing instead of the city of Beijing.
What?
Yep. There are 14 districts in the Grand Beijing region, which include the suburbs.
Isn't that what I said?
No, it's not. You were asking how many districts there are in the city of Beijing.
No, I didn't say in the city. I just said in Beijing. What's the difference? Come on. Beijing is Beijing, even Shunyi and everywhere else.
But, you know, if you think about it, it's really interesting to see how the city of Beijing has expanded over the years. Because originally, Beijing was the Forbidden City.
Right.
Only that was called the City of Beijing.
Okay.
But then it's been expanded to the Second Ring Road, which everybody knows where it is. Mm-hmm. And then the Fourth Ring Road, and now the Fifth Ring Road.
Yeah. Actually, I heard they're going to be doing a Seventh and Eighth.
They're doing, or they have already started doing the Seventh, which is, I think, the Seventh Ring Road runs across Hebei.
Oh.
Which is pretty insane if you think about it. That's going to be a really, really big ring.
Yeah.
Even the Sixth Ring Road is very, very big already.
God, it's huge.
Yeah, it takes like more than an hour to drive around it.
All right, let's talk about food.
Ooh.
Awesome food. Not,
now you're talking.
Not jabbing, not fungus. What is the most popular cuisine in Beijing?
Roast duck.
Okay, and?
And what's famous in Beijing? What else, actually?
Mushu pork?
Oh, mushu rou.
Mushu rou.
Yeah.
Mushu juro.
Okay.
And hot and sour soup.
Well, for the soup, I think he was from Shandong cuisine. But okay, you can count it as Beijing dish if you want to.
Yeah. All right. So name the three most popular historical sites in Beijing.
Forbidden City.
Yes.
The Great Wall.
And?
Summer Palace.
Nope. Just kidding. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Very good. That's it. That's for our show today. Lots and lots of fun facts.
Yeah. 这个还真是不说不知道，这一说起来呢，有关于各个城市，即便是自己的城市，可能也会有很多大家平时没有注意到的或者没有记住的历史文化的遗迹，很有意思啊。喜欢的朋友呢，可以去查看一下自己城市的历史。 Just go on the internet, look up for the histories of your own cities. I'm pretty sure there will be a lot of things that you didn't know. All right.
That's right.
Thank you for being with us for this edition. See you next time.
Bye-bye.